Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, Marcelo Sabeo. Today we will cover the news about Saudi Arabia using Canadian-made military vehicles in clashes with militants. Also, the former defense minister, Peter McKay, regrets not signing the US ballistic missile defense program and the purchase of new machine guns for the Canadian armed forces. Today I'm excited. We are trying out a new mic system, so I appreciate your comments or feedback on the sound of this podcast. Now for our first story. The government of Canada is investigating reports that Saudi Arabia is using Canadian-made military vehicles in clashes with militants. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Freeland, is concerned that The Foreign Affairs Minister is concerned and has asked officials to look into this matter that the Saudi government was using Canadian-made armored vehicles during 6 days of fighting with Shiite militants. Now, experts on the military vehicles have examined images and videos on social media this week to confirm whether that is so. The statement from Freeland's department says, Canada expects the users of all exports to follow the terms laid out in export permits, and that Canadian government will review all available information and come up with appropriate course of action. The statement further says that if it is found that Canadian exports have been used to commit serious violations of human rights, the minister will take action. Now, last year, there was an outcry when the Trudeau government proceeded with the $15 billion deal to sell light armored vehicles to Saudi Arabia. This agreement was approved prior by the Harper government. Many have called on the Liberals to cancel the deal given to Saudi Arabia due to the widely criticized human rights violations in that country. But the former Foreign Affairs Minister, Stéphane Dion, said that he couldn't block exports unless the armored vehicles were being used against innocent civilians, something he had no evidence of at that time. In speaking to the House of Commons back then, he said that he would reverse the decision if the equipment was used to commit human rights abuses. The conservative foreign affairs critic, that is Peter Kent, has already called on the Liberals to terminate export permits if there is hard evidence that the Canadian weaponized armored vehicles are being used against Saudi Arabia's Shiite minority. He said that the government should respond to tangible evidence. If there is evidence, we expect the government to act and to suspend and to terminate those contracts. The Canadian government updated its travel advisory last Friday, advising Canadians to exercise a high degree of caution due to the threat of terrorist attacks and security incidents and to avoid all travel within 30 kilometers of the border with Yemen. Former Defense Minister Peter McKay says he regrets not signing on to the U.S. ballistic missile defense program when he had the chance. This policy was a matter that was debated by the former conservative government and the previous liberal administration. The former defense minister, in speaking with CBC News, said, "We share a great deal of intelligence with the United States, and if they are alarmed, we should be alarmed. Not being involved in the program," he said, "is a huge problem." The threat from North Korea has grown significantly recently, as they've demonstrated the capability of launching intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach North America. The Harper government was in favor of joining the Bush administration's missile defense shield, but made no attempt to buy into the program. Even the Senate Defense Committee has twice recommended that Canada join this program, but in June of this year, the Trudeau government opted not to lift the ban on involvement. The former Liberal Defense Minister as well, that's Dave Pratt, said he thinks it's time to have this debate front and center for Canadians for the sake of safety and security of North America. Mackey said that he believes very few people in the general public grasp the gravity of the current situation and the technological advances that have been made by the regime of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He said, given the tone and tenor of this threat, I really think it's time for Canada to move past this allergic reaction that I think for years have existed to Canada entering its ballistic missile defense program with the United States. The Canadian government will purchase over 1,100 new C6A1 Flex general-purpose machine guns from Colt Canada at just over $32.1 million. And this is according to Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan. The current C6 machine guns were procured over 30 years ago. Some have been removed from service due to wear and tear, and others are reaching the end of their service life, according to the Canadian military. The new machine guns are designed to be carried by soldiers or attached to vehicles, such as the new Tab-V. It will feature a durable polymer butt stock instead of the current wooden style. Also, soldiers will be able to attach pointing devices and optical sighting systems to the new weapon to help increase their operational effectiveness. The contract includes related equipment such as cleaning and repair kit, spare parts, and sling to carry the weapon. The first deliveries of the new C6 is expected in September 2018, with final deliveries by June 2019. That's all for Vanguard Radio this week. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate your feedback on the sound of this podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo Sugde, saying bye for now.